This is Health Matters reporting on low-fat diets.
Studies indicate that low-fat diets have not been effective in preventing diseases such as breast cancer or heart disease, and they have not been all that effective in enabling weight loss.
In fact, low-fat diets create health problems, which is not to say that high-fat diets are the alternative. Diets high in fats, especially the saturated fats in animal foods, contribute to heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and obesity. But low-fat diets are not the answer.
The body needs fats. Fats enable us to absorb nutrients. Fats fuel the muscles during exercise. Fats are key to appetite control because they promote the feelings of satiation that keep us from craving food, all of which is why eating too little fat is risky. Nutritionists recommend a diet containing 20 to 35% fat. In other words, a healthy diet for people of normal weight should contain up to one-third fat in oils. Overweight people still need at least one-fifth of their meal to be fat.
But it has to be the right type of fat. Humans need a balanced, healthy fats, both saturated and unsaturated, like omega-3 fats. People with heart disease, diabetes, or obesity issues still need their fats.
Normal heart function actually depends on healthy fats. Heart disease, hypertension, and cholesterol problems can be prevented by eating omega-3 fats daily. The trouble is, the typical American diet, low-fat or otherwise, lacks omega-3 fats, which is why we keep stressing their importance on Health Matters. Foods high in omega-3s, such as salmon, albacore tuna, mackerel, sardines, walnuts, and eggs.
Some vegetables contain omega-3 fats as well, namely Brussels sprouts, kale, broccoli, spinach, watercress, parsley, basil, and mint. But the richest sources are the animal sources, even butter. And top of the list, wild salmon.
Low-fat diets contribute to poor health in a variety of ways, and for a host of reasons. Take the fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K. You need fat to absorb these vitamins from the food that you eat, or even from supplements, if you take supplements. When the body does not have sufficient fat on a daily basis, it develops deficiencies of these important vitamins. Without them, your immune system can suffer, and you can wind up with night blindness, slow bone growth, and very dry skin.
And, as we said above, low-fat diets interfere with appetite control. Studies have found that participants on moderate-fat diets report significantly fewer food cravings than those on low-fat diets. Low-fat diets tend to be high in starch and lower in protein. Eating a balance of fat, protein, and carbohydrates with each meal is what keeps you feeling satisfied.
And it's not just the body that feels satisfied for several hours after a balanced meal. The emotions do too. The brain needs fat to function properly. Fats help the brain produce the feel-good chemicals, serotonin, and dopamine. They increase our ability to concentrate and think clearly. They help us sustain good moods. University of Maryland studies found that a deficiency in omega-3 fatty acid caused mood swings and depression. In severe cases, eating too little fat has caused increased stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem. In extreme cases, suicide.
Low-fat diets can cause havoc with testosterone. Testosterone, which is produced from cholesterol, is considered a male sex hormone, although women have small amounts of it too. Low testosterone levels can lead to decreased muscle mass, increased body fat, osteoporosis, depression, and decreased libido.
Daily consumption of low-fat dairy food can reduce women's fertility. Just one more indicator of how changing the basic nature of food can set off negative reactions with far-reaching consequences. Human bodies evolved to eat and assimilate whole foods the way nature created them.
The irony is that the low-fat diet, promoted as the path to heart health, turned out to do exactly the opposite. It actually increased the risk of heart disease risk because of overconsumption of carbohydrates. When the body is getting more carbohydrates than it needs, the liver turns them into fat, the bad kind of fat that clogs arteries and leads to heart trouble.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Joy Hostler, Jay Renzulli, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.